Galesburg's Morning News.
840 Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Erdith, Jim Lee, Cameron Lyon, thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. Well, we had a little cold snap in early December. We had another one and over the last couple of days. And, you know, we've been kind of lucky overall this winter. And, you know, what happens with a really cold, of course, you're going to turn your furnace up a little bit and your power bill is going to go up a little bit. And then when summer rolls around, same thing. You get some really, really warm temperatures and crank up the AC or a bunch of fans, whatever the case may be. And even in the winter, talking about things like space heaters, which are probably use up even more energy. But there is possibly some relief for you. And even without it being so warm, maybe you still have some trouble being able to keep up with your power bill. And joining us this morning from Ameren is Susan Sam. She's the executive director of the Energy Assistance Foundation's Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends program. Joins us this morning. Susan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Well, thanks so much for coming in with us this morning. I know you said you actually did your traveling yesterday. Was it after the snow?
It was during the snow.
Oh, my goodness. Did they get a little more to the east of us and southeast?
Yes, they did. It was real bad in Clinton, and then Bloomington got a little better, but Peoria, they had in one of the overpasses a car that it was in pieces.
Oh.
It must have just slid and hit the embankment. But
so a trip from Decatur. Trip from Decatur was not that pleasant then.
No.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and joining us. And I know, you know, this is the program, the Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends program, and I'm assuming there are a lot of people like me that I've heard the name. And I know there's like some assistance, but I don't really know anything about the program. So kind of talk about the history of the program and what it is.
I'd be happy to. Our program was established in 1982 by Illinois Power. And at that time, it was a heating assistance program only, so it helped in the wintertime. So it was called Warm Neighbors. Well, then Ameren, when they have acquired SIPS and Silco, and they had the three companies together in 2010, we made a proposal to the CEO of Ameren and said, we'll cover all of Ameren, Illinois, which is 44,000 square miles, and we'll do heating and cooling, and then we'll call it the Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends program.
Really, I mean, and a great idea, and I'm glad that they agreed to it. I mean, I'm guessing when you guys went to them, you know what, maybe this is something we should have been doing other places too.
Mm-hmm. We're real proud of the program. What we try to do is we target moderate income customers. The low income are helped from the government's programs, LIHEAP, the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. And we were finding that there were a lot of people, a lot of seniors who would have Social Security and a small pension, and it would just put them just over the income guidelines for LIHEAP. And if you're a penny over the income guidelines, you can't get help from LIHEAP. So our program, in the beginning, we had enough contributions that we were helping 0 to 200% of the federal income range. And then our donations, like a lot of not-for-profits and the economy and all of that, started dropping. So we thought, you know, we need to most wisely use the money that we do have contributed. So LIHEAP helps 0 to 150% of the federal income range, and then we try to target 150 to 300%. And as a whole, the seniors are the people who are least likely to want to ask. They won't ask for help. They believe it's welfare. They believe somebody needs it more than they do, and they believe everybody has a relative that has this theory, and they'll go without food and medicine before they'd ever dream of not paying their bills. So when you say heating and you know, electric space heaters are expensive and cooling, a lot of them won't run their air conditioner because they don't want the high bill. And I actually had a situation down in the Metro East area, and this gentleman was talking to Ameren. He owed $133 on his Ameren bill. His wife was in the hospital. They had some extra medical bills that weren't covered. And so the customer service rep from Ameren called me and said, I have this gentleman. He won't accept help. He won't call you. And so I said, let me call him. So I call him. And after much persuasion, the only way he would agree to get help is if he could pay us back. So he said, my father was a Baptist minister, and he would roll over in his grave if he knew that I accepted help from anyone. And I said, well, Gerald, if you want to pay back this $133, that's fine, but I'll take care of this bill. And then, so he mailed us a check for $20 a month until his debt was paid off, and then he started contributing $5 a month to his program, to our program.
Wow.
And he said, I tell all my friends, there's no way you don't have $5 to donate to this program. It's such a great cause.
Hmm. How do people know if they're eligible? Are the guidelines that they can go online or find out some other way?
Yes, we have our website is warmneighborscoolfriends.org. And there is the list of all the agencies in Ameren, Illinois territory and the phone numbers to that. And then you can call and say, I'd like to see if I qualify for the Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends program. It'll have the income guidelines, the 150 to 300% on there. And in this area for Knox County, it's the VNA Community Services, and their phone number is 309-342-1152. And that is our agency in Knox County.
Susan Sam's joining us. She's the executive director of the Energy Assistance Foundation's Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends program with Ameren. How many people approximately take advantage of the program?
Well, every year we help between 2,000 and 3,000 homes throughout the Ameren, Illinois territory.
But like you said, there's probably way more than that could use the assistance. And like you said, some from that generation don't want it, or some that don't know about it, which is why we're kind of here to get the word out.
Right. We are always trying to raise awareness. We're also trying to raise funding. One of the things that we're most proud of is Ameren makes an annual charitable trust contribution to our program that covers all administrative costs. So we're one of the very few not-for-profits that can say, every penny that's donated goes to help customers.
So you're not really Ameren. You're part of Ameren, but a not-for-profit, or?
We are a separate not-for-profit,
okay.
A 501c3, mm-hmm. But we only help with Ameren bills,
right,
because it's Ameren customers and employees that help fund our program.
Mm-hmm. So that's what separates you, because we hear some other maybe similar type programs, but that's kind of what separates you from what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned the funding, and that was one of the things I thought of right off the bat. It's like, boy, is Ameren just eating these costs? But that's not the case. One, they donate to it, but if anybody else wants to, they can help out, and you have other organizations help out. How does that all work? And if somebody is interested, like you said, the gentleman was giving, you know, $5 a month. How does that all work?
There's several ways that people can donate. They can call Ameren customer service at 800-755-5000, and they can add a monthly amount to their bill, even if it's a dollar a month, $5 a month. I mean, that all adds up. There's 1.2 million customers in Ameren, Illinois territory. And we have a gentleman over in Monticello, and he worked for ADM, and ADM did a match contribution to not-for-profits. So he used to give us $2,500 a year, and then they would match that. Well, then he retired, and every December I get a check for $10,000 with a post-it note that says, thanks for all the good that you do.
Wow.
Yeah. So we used to, years ago, we had so many donations come. They used to have a bill flap on the envelope, and you could help warm your neighbor and send it in. And we had so much money that we even helped with propane companies if you lived in Illinois Power Territory.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of money. But this, just to give you an example of the need that's out there, in 2016, we paid $88,000 more in bill payment assistance than in 15, and $220,000 more than we did in 2014. So the need increases, but the contributions are not keeping up with the need. So back to how you can contribute, you can call Ameren, put it on your bill. You can, if you're an e-bill customer, there's a place there to donate. Our website, warmneighborscoolfriends.org, has a PayPal donate button. You can donate with a credit card. You can print out a contribution form and mail it in to our Decatur office, or you can fax it in and add it to your Ameren bill.
So again, 100% of donor funding goes directly to help customers in need. That's important for a lot of people to hear and know.
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And around the holidays, you always see these things that come out about how much administration mm-hmm. is taken out of a lot of these not-for-profits, and we're just very proud of that.
Susan Sands, Executive Director of the Energy Assistance Foundation's Warm Neighbors, Cool Friends program. So I've gone, you know, online or wherever to see. It's like, yeah, it looks like I do qualify. Then what's the process after that? If I'm interested, is there like an application process or?
Well, our agency here in Knox County would be the VNA, and so you would either call there and set up an appointment, and then they may be able to tell you over the phone if you qualify or your income. It's based on your total gross household income for 30 days.
So an example, can you give an example of what, I mean, depending on the income and what how much help somebody would get?
Our program is designed as not a handout or an entitlement. It's a helping hand.
Right.
So we match anything the customer pays up to $350, once in the heating season and once in the cooling season. We really try to do a temporary financial crisis, which for the moderate income population that we're trying to help, they just don't have a big savings account that if they need car repairs or the medical issues aren't covered by their insurance, all of a sudden they just don't have this big, the furnace goes out on the coldest day of the year like today.
Right.
And they just don't have a pot of money that they can say, oh, I'll just pay $5,000 for a new furnace. And so we're just real happy to be able to help in this way. Years ago, a senior's bill may only be $80 or $100. Well, if they pay $40 or $50 and we match that, we really haven't made that big of an impact. So I changed it so anything they pay up to $350. If they only owe $100 but they can pay $350, then we can match that $350. And for a lot of people, that can cover them through most of our Illinois winters.
Mm-hmm. So they have a standing credit account,
correct,
so to speak.
It would go on. It's a pledge on their account, and it shows as a credit on their account, and it just keeps working off of their balance.
Well, it's interesting, as you said, and as Jim mentioned with the other, people like to hear that it's not a handout. It's not welfare, and you know, some people are fine with that and don't have a problem, but there are people that, well, no, I can't accept that help.
Right.
But that's not really what this program's about.
Correct. And we find because of the economy and because of our program being more well known, we have helped a lot more seniors than we ever used to. They just wouldn't accept help. And now because of their situation, some of the situations you hear and the things that people deal with is just so heartbreaking. And I say I have the best job in the world because people think that I'm the best blessing they've had come along. So
has this within the company has this program spread a little bit like that? You know, obviously you do this in Illinois for the Ameren customers. Has this spread like into Missouri and their customers over there with Peabody or whoever they're with over there?
Ameren Missouri has a dollar more program that's similar, but we do a little bit more than. In Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of my how we work with Ameren is when they have a new group of hires of new employees, they always have me come and speak and tell about our program so that the people taking the phone calls are aware of our program and they're the ones listening to the situations that these people are dealing with and then can refer them to either me or one of our agencies. And a couple summers ago, I got a call about from a customer service rep at Ameren, and she said, I have a 71-year-old retired teacher from a private school, has Social Security and a real small pension. She had her son and daughter-in-law move in with her for a couple of months, and it raised her budget billing $11 a month. She said she couldn't afford it. She had a Coleman cooler and had calculated out how much ice would cost her every day. And she told the Ameren rep to go ahead and just turn off her electricity. She was going to miss her refrigerator and her fan, but that she couldn't afford that $11 increase. So the customer service rep called me, and we checked her account. She'd been a customer for over 30 years, and she never lost power. We were able to take care of her whole bill, and she was so appreciative. But the heartwarming stories that you have that I have all kinds of a whole vial of thank you cards and stuff from people, and you just see what a difference you make in people's lives.
Well, so also if you've got, you know, a relative or friend that's in that situation, you know, talk to them about this program. You know, you got to convince them and say, hey, this isn't charity. It's not a handout. It's a little help for you right now, and you know, you it's a credit account for you or whatever the case may be that, you know, so yeah, friends, neighbors, whatever the case may be, that you talk to them about this program. And again, locally, contact V&A Community Services. And I guess also if you don't have the internet where you can't go on and get the information, yeah, just contact V&A Community Services here and they can, as you said, normally let you know over the phone whether you qualify or not or what you qualify for, and then it'll all be taken care of from there. So once you do contact them and they say, yes, you do qualify,
They normally will go make a payment, which there's authorized Ameren payment centers in every area.
Right.
They make a payment on their account, and they give them a big receipt number, and they bring that into the agency. As soon as their payment is posted on their account, then we can make the match, and it goes on immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, and I suppose especially for a lot of seniors, although this program is not just for them, if they're not comfortable using a computer, I think sometimes they feel like they're getting left out of all the information. It's good to have V&A, or I'm sure every community you are in has some area like that can assist them so they don't have to feel intimidated by getting on a computer.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I had to take a picture of you for the website.
Times have changed. The radio used to just be able to come in anonymous.
Sorry about that. But Susan Sam's joining us. She is the executive director of the Energy Assistance Foundation's Warm Neighbor School Friends Program. And that's one, like you said, you probably in the past have heard of, Warm Neighbors. Yeah, I've heard of it, don't know what it is. And now Warm Neighbors and Cool Friends. And so it'll help you. I guess it doesn't matter what time of the year, if you need that help, you can get it. If you want to get involved and help out, like you said, if you pay your bill online, like which I do, there's a place you can find on there that says, hey, I'd like to add an extra dollar or $5 or $10, whatever you can afford to help out, because you have to have money there to run this program. But I guess the cool thing is that Ameren does what they do. Do they go like here, you know, in a lot of places, businesses like United Way, you can, you know, they'll come and have a meeting and say, okay, well, you can, you know, have so much deducted out of your paycheck each month. Do they do that like with Ameren employees? Is that something they do? Do you know?
Ameren employees do have an opportunity to take money right out of their payroll.
Yeah.
And so a lot of them do that.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, a really, really cool program. Anything else that you like to add about the program or stories about, you had a couple of great stories of people that, you know, that could use the help and didn't necessarily want it.
A lot of the seniors will send me a note, and one says, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate how you helped me and didn't make me worthless. I've never had to ask for help before. You just don't know how much this means to me. Thank you again. And then another one said, I want to say a big, big thank you for the work you do with the Energy Assistance Foundation. I'm not sure how we would do without the help, but it's a great blessing to us to be able to obtain assistance from the foundation. We know we can run our air in the summer and heat in the winter, so we are comfortable because of your tireless work. God bless. So you just receive notes like that all the time, and it just is, it's very rewarding, and we're just real proud of all the help that we give.
Absolutely. Well, Susan, thanks so much for the work you're doing. I appreciate you coming in and letting people know about it. Again, if you think you may qualify or need assistance, you can find it on Ameren's website, also the Warm Neighbors Cool Friends website, and you can also contact V&A Community Services here in Galesburg to get that information.
And I'll give that phone number one more time, 309-342-1152.
342-1152 for V&A Community Services. Susan, thanks so much for your time and stopping by and talking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.